Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Holiday Automotive, and on Tuesdays, we got the skipper, Brewers manager Pat Murphy, joining us live this morning. What's up, Murph?
How you doing?
Okay, man, so many things to get to about last night's game in and of itself. I want to start with Yelly stealing home. And
that was awesome.
My first question is that something that was on your radar? Is that something that was talked about because of how the catcher delivers the ball back to the pitcher?
Lollipopping it back.
Kind of lollipopping it back, maybe not paying attention. Or did Yelly just see something and make a play?
Well, it's all Yelly, for one. The scouting team obviously notices things like that, but Yelly was the one that picked up on it and reacted. It's an instinctive play. It's right now. You've got to make that decision. You can't consider a bunch of factors. And, it's special when you can make an instinctive play like that and have the guts to do it, but that's what it's about.
Well, now, Murph, now let me ask you this. If he gets caught on that, are you reading him the riot act? Like, it's a great play if it works, right?
No. See, that's who we have to become. You know, you guys know what we lost out of last year. You know, there's no Burns, there's no Woodruff. Now there's no Miley. We've had a number of other injuries. Obviously, Devin is out. When you lose all that, you don't necessarily replace it with big money free agents, whatever. You lose all that, you're going to, and you have all those injuries, you've got to play with some freedom. And Yelly's doing that. And a guy makes an aggressive mistake like that with two outs, that's how you play the game.
What do you make of the Jackson Churio let up, if you will? There was an opportunity maybe late in the game to save a run with like a diving catch. You think he could have laid out for that pop fly?
Well, he certainly could have laid out, and that could have lost us the game. The ball could have got by,
sure.
and whatever. But, you know, that's player decision, and you don't ever question a player. No, nobody's. It's not lack of effort on Jackson Churio. If anybody who knows him or plays with him knows, there's not a lack of effort. It's certainly, you know, a decision he made. I don't think it's an easy catch. That's certain. I don't think it's an easy catch whatsoever. Dives, whatever. It didn't lose us the game. It put them back in the game. But again, those are instinctive young decisions that he'll learn from if he'll do it differently. I haven't seen it from all angles. It's something that it's disappointing that he didn't make the play if it was possibly be made. But I'm not sure it could have been made.
Would have been a spectacular catch if
right,
he had.
Right.
So no question about that. Brewers manager Pat Murphy on the line with us this morning. Okay, Murph. I know you don't like to curse the baseball gods, but again, we lose a starter. One inning in, Joe Ross, I guess you had said yesterday that he had alerted you before the game that he wasn't exactly right. He gave it a go, so you give him credit for that. But to lose another starter, what's the decision-making process there? And then what does his long-term future look like here?
Well, I think he's going to be fine. It's something that has nagged him a little bit in the last couple of weeks. He's got a sore back. They checked it thoroughly, assured us it wasn't any disc, assured us that it was muscular. And he woke up the last time he pitched, he woke up, I felt pretty good and gave us a good outing. And then yesterday woke up, said, yeah, I felt it this morning after his bullpen. He alerted us, hey, I feel pretty good. But then he had to plant and break to third base to back up a play after a base hit. And he felt it then in the last few pitches of the inning. The velo was down, but you could tell he wasn't getting great extension. He came off after the first inning and said, I'm hurting pretty good. And we felt it was best to get him out of there after a check after the game. Feels like he's going to recover fine. As it looks right now, our training staff and medical staff feel like he's going to be fine in time, but we'll most likely put him on the IL, and then he will, the job that the front office has done is acquiring depth in a year like this was crucial. It doesn't show up every year, but they've acquired guys that are capable backups, and we'll just keep going to the well. It's amazing what this club's done. I think people realize, and I know we inside the clubhouse realize how these guys compete every night. It's incredible. I mean, we're now going to use probably our 11th or 12th starting pitcher already in the first third of the season. You know, it's amazing that they've kept their head above water.
So, Skip, you guys are in South Florida, and we've heard over the years that pro athletes sometimes can come down with the Miami flu when they're in South Florida, where, you know, maybe they spend a little too much time out late or whatnot. Is there ever any mention to the young club, hey, don't enjoy the nightlife
too much?
No, this
is a real cool town.
Well, I'll tell you this. I tell people this a lot. You know, I've been in baseball a lot of years, been in the major leagues for 10. So the perception and the reality is pretty different. These guys care at an amazing rate. I mean, they care, and they don't do anything to put themselves in jeopardy. And everything they do is documented these days with social media and everything else. So, and the type of people they are. I mean, that's the fallacy out there that, you know, we want to live through you know, 30 years ago when things were going on the way they are. But the guys are pretty, pretty committed. They know what's at stake. They're pretty committed to what's going on. And they know there's replacements right around the corner. So they don't risk not being in shape, not being ready. It's fun to talk about. It's fun to hear people make up the stories, whatever. But they're pretty straight-laced.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy with us on Brewers 360. Thanks, Pat.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, 5:40 first pitch tonight in Miami, ahead of in front of several dozen fans. Boy, that place draws is terrible. Come on, Miami.